Okay. Wait for Kim and Lisa. This is just going to be a second.
I'm here, Mr. Mayor, but Lisa's not yet back in her office.
Right. Yeah, no problem. We'll just wait a second. That's
okay.
Fine.
Thank you.
Absolutely fine. Folks, we're just waiting for Lisa to make her way back. We're just going to give her a couple of minutes here. Oh, Paul's got the puppy in the lap there.
He ain't that small anymore.
No, he is not. Oh, he's adorable, though.
Dave, he has more hair than you.
Yeah, I wish I could borrow some.
He's pretty.
I had about 10 rude comments I could have made just then, but I held back. Great self-restraint.
It's always wiser to think about what you're going to say.
My wife tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Chief, you look good in your uniform tonight.
Yeah, I sure do.
I apologize, folks. We're just waiting for Lisa to make her way back. So we'll give her a few more minutes. Looking forward to seeing that wolf mount at the museum.
Yeah. What color is it? What color is it, do you know?
No idea. Very nice of Mr. Brown to donate that.
Is it just a pelt or the whole taxidermy wolf?
I don't know. They're building a cage for it, so.
I think we need a full mount moose in the lobby.
Dave, get on that, would you? It's the moose murderer in the crowd.
We're going to have a whole whale. We're darn close.
Well, then we should have a moose too.
The whale's going to be awesome. Okay, folks, it's 7:39, and I'm going to reconvene the meeting. We're moving on in item 13. And 13B is approval to cancel the November 24th, 2020 regular assembly meeting and hold only one regular meeting on November 10th, 2020.
Move to approve canceling the November 24, 2020 regular assembly meeting and holding only one assembly meeting on November 10, 2020.
We have a second.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ann. Any discussion? I'm not seeing anything. Kim, please call the roll.
Yes. Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Corson?
Here.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13C, resolution number 10-20-1548 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the restructuring of the three positions in the finance department by amending the job titles, job descriptions, and modifying the non-union wage and grade table.
Move to approve resolution number 10-20-1548.
Been moved. Do you have a second?
Second.
Been seconded by Morrison. Discussion. Lisa, will you walk us through this and get us set up for it, please?
Sure, Mr. Mayor. And of course, Joyce, our finance director, is here also to answer any questions and provide additional information. So we have an open position. That was the position vacated by Alicia Mullen. And we've had a number of applicants for that, but none of them hold the minimum qualifications to meet the current standards of the position. We do have a number of promising, or I should say some promising applicants. However, it would be completely inappropriate for us to bring someone in at the current wage and grade that the position is rated at. So Joyce is recommending that we downgrade the position until such time as the person who fills that can meet certain criteria. Additionally, what we have is a considerable, deficiency in the rating of the positions that have been serving in the finance department for a considerable amount of time. Those are the two folks who are doing the utility billing and the accounts payable, in addition to the cross-training aspects that they bring to those positions as well. And what Joyce has provided in the agenda statement is a comparison as to where they are in comparison to the other admin functions and where they're rated around the borough staff. And the fact of the matter is that the two finance clerks that we have handle more money and have far greater fiduciary responsibility and control than any of the other positions who are higher rated around the borough. And so we really felt like it was a function of fairness to bring this forward. We realize we have an outstanding compensation study that we're working on trying to finish, and we're going into, we're in the midst of union negotiations. So the timing on this is not necessarily great, but it really needed to happen. And so this is why it's being brought forward. Based on what Joyce is recommending, in this fiscal year, given that we've had the position open for a period of time, we're going to see approximately a $20,000 savings in FY21. Moving forward, although it's not in the agenda statement, over the next 2 to 3 years, what you'll see is in the next 2 to 3 fiscal years, you'll see about a $13,000 to $14,000 difference in increase based on this request. So I don't know if Joyce has anything else to add or if the assembly has any questions, but that's the summary right there.
Thank you. Joyce? Oh, you're on mute, Joyce.
The only thing I forgot to add was that we're not planning to fill my part-time position that was vacated last March. So I didn't give that memo to Lisa as far as that's probably a $30,000 savings there.
Okay. Assemblymember Corson.
Yes, sir. You say we did have a wage study done, is that correct?
We've had a compensation study done, and we are trying to bring that to finalization. That's correct. It got halted. We were in the process of trying to address that with the assembly, and that got halted with COVID, and we're picking that up slowly and getting ready to bring that back here in the near future.
All right. I was looking over at the pay scales, and you're talking about raising it from a grade 13 to a 16, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I noticed my relationship or with the city had been always in law enforcement and the police department. And so I've kind of got more of a handle on how they have their pay scale there going on. But if it brings it up to a 16, that would be two steps above a police department correctional officer, if I'm looking at this correctly, going from, yeah, exactly. It'd be up to the, no, their scale is at 14. So it'd be, yeah, two steps above. Would it be simpler if you did something similar like the police department did, where you do a, like create an interim accounting position, someone that, although they're not qualified, you intend to qualify them with an X amount of time, and then you could have a, like I said, an interim salary that's lower. And then when they achieve that goal, whatever their financial goal would be, their training, then you could bring them up to the appropriate scale. Wouldn't that be a little bit more simpler?
I'm sorry, Josh, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, so that is the plan with the one that we're downgrading to a 17. My hope is that we could get an interim one in and they would take some accounting classes or, you know, get a little more background in accounting. So in a couple of years, we could raise them back up to 18. But at this point right now, like Lisa said, although we had great people apply, none of them have the experience that we need.
Okay. But so if you go with this plan, and later the wage study shows that you've given them too much money, would that be something we should address then and take away salary?
We were looking at those when we did the wage study, excuse me. And so I would be very surprised if that happens.
Yeah, typically wage studies do not pull, well, I don't know of any example where a wage study rolls back wages. That's not usually done because the person's expectation from their employment was the wage that they're receiving. So I can't see unless City Manager Von Bargen, do you agree with
me? I think you misunderstood the question.
Maybe I did or Joyce did.
Well, yeah. So if you bring up to a step 16, and again, I haven't seen the wage study, but if you brought it up to a 16 and later the wage study shows a lower category, a lower bracket, do we, in all fairness, go back?
In all fairness, you do not go back. If you've given somebody is hired, and I did understand your question.
Okay.
If you are hired at $20 an hour and a wage study comes out and says you're being paid too much, the person subsequently that comes into the position would not make $20 an hour. They would make the new, whatever the retroactive or whatever the new wage study stated. So it would be a heck of a kick to roll somebody's wage back after a wage study.
I realize that. That's why I'm kind of.
And I don't, these are non-union positions, correct? So these are non-union, but still, I think you would have trouble rolling back wages. Lisa, correct. Sorry, and do you agree with that, Lisa?
So, thank you, Mr. Mayor. A couple of things. So I am not concerned about these positions being downgraded with the final wage study, because as I indicated, these positions hold a considerable amount of responsibility with regard to money. I mean, they're they're essentially handling the millions of dollars in revenue that come in and get paid out from the city. And they're well below what the other general admin staff who don't handle anywhere near as much money are making. So I'm not concerned about that. Second, to speak to the issue that you're addressing, normally when somebody's wage in a compensation study is found to be above where it should be in relation to other people within the organization, that person's wage is not clawed back. What happens is they get frozen. They get frozen until they, their wage falls in line with where it's supposed to be. So that is what would take place if we were to see a downgrade of those positions for some reason.
Okay.
Other questions, Assemblymember Corson?
No, I believe that's. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions for Lisa or Joyce?
Yes.
David, are you trying to put your hand up?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No problem. Go ahead.
As I read this and stuff, I mean, I guess I could have called Lisa and Joyce today and talked about it, but I don't know. I'm kind of with Assemblyman Corson, I'm kind of confused on this. If we could have a little bit of clarification, are you talking about raising the two finance clerks to 16? Is that what we're doing?
So, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please go ahead, Lisa.
We're doing two different things. We are proposing to raise the two existing accounting clerks from a 13 to a 16, and we are proposing to downgrade the accounting generalist position from an 18 to a 17. And we're proposing to do the former because those two individuals are at a significantly lower rate than what all the other admin staff are, and actually have far more experience than the person who would be coming into the accounting generalist position. And so we are proposing to downgrade the accounting generalist position because although we've had some great applicants, as Joyce indicated, they do not meet the minimum criteria in terms of experience for accounting or HR for that matter. And so the plan is to downgrade that position currently and then potentially upgrade it again once that person has the requisite experience they need with regard to accounting and or HR.
Yes, Assemblyman Powell.
Hey, so my problem with this is our wage study. Okay, all of a sudden, and I'm Lisa, you know how I feel about studies, so I don't really care for them because I think they take a long time, but we have to do them anyways. It feels like we are all of a sudden doing the wage study. It's like we're doing it. We're implementing it right now without having it in our hands. Okay. I understand what you're trying to do. I'm kind of nervous about this. For one, because you're going 13 to 16 is a substantial raise, boom, right off the bat. So I'm kind of nervous about it. There's a bunch of things that you could have done too that, I mean, if you're worried about the accounting generalist making too much money, and you're just told me that the two accounting clerks have more experience than the people that you are possibly going to hire. Is that correct, what you just said?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but if I was in the city and I wanted a better wage, I would have put in for that job.
Well,
am I correct?
I can't speak to people's desire to switch positions, Assemblymember Powell.
I'm just kind of confused of why we are in a time we are right now. And I'm sorry, I love to give everybody $50 an hour, but that's not the way it works. So in the time we are right now, and we're proposing to raise wages. And I'm just really nervous about the study that we have out and what it's going to come back like. I don't know. I'm just kind of nervous about it.
Powell, it's interesting you raise that. One of the things that I took away on this was not, I think, and please, Joyce, correct me if I'm wrong, but to attract the right people with the right skills, that they're looking at it and saying that we're going to have to bring people up to a certain level, and that that person then will have the right skills for the job, and this is where they feel they should be paid at. Right or wrong, it seems very arbitrary to me between 16 and 18. I never really understood it. But with that said, they're sort of looking at it from a different perspective and trying to find efficiencies on the right hand, and on the left hand, giving up some of those efficiencies to reward folks for rising above in terms of the educational requirements that they're hoping to have. Joyce, is that a fair characterization?
Not 100% sure what you're trying to say, Mr. Mayor. It's just that I don't know how to answer that. I'm sorry, but
before you had somebody in there and they were making a wage, right? In that position,
yes.
There was somebody there, they were making a wage. Did they have the skill set that you are requiring today? So that person that you had there previously had the advanced skill set, correct? Or did they not?
I'm not one to say bad things against people, but she did not have the accounting background.
Okay.
She had a great HR background, and she learned the other parts of the job. But she had no accounting background.
So she was hired under a job description that didn't require that accounting background, or you assumed that she would get it through the course of the job. And I don't want to speak specifically to weaknesses or strength. She was hired to do the job. And so at the time, that was the expectation, is that she had it. You've changed that job description now to say, now we want this new package of skills. That's what you're saying. The previous person, you're changing your expectations for these positions. Does that make sense?
I realize, but the original job description that I saw had the accounting side in it. The only thing that we added when we changed her job description was a little more details on the HR. It's just that, was not the one that she did not have the accounting skills.
I don't want to speak about an individual, please. I'm trying to avoid doing
that. I didn't either.
I'm saying the original job description then did have the accounting expectations in it. And we said that was a level 14. Is that correct?
Oh, it was a level 18.
Level 18. So I go back to saying my original assumption is that you're saying that the person, that your slate of candidates are not at the level 18 expectations, and that you are trying to pay them a little bit lower until they receive those, they can make those expectations. Is that correct, City Manager Bombardier? So during that time, during that internship or that additional training that we will be helping them with, like maybe a journeyman electrician or whatever it might be, you are going to make less money until you come up on your skill set. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so the question comes back. They were already being paid at level 18, and you are proposing that they come in at level 16. Is that correct?
We're proposing that the accounting generalist come in at level 17.
Okay, so below the previous level 18.
That's correct.
And they move to level 18 once they're able to demonstrate the skill sets that are required or by that job description.
That's correct. We're proposing to jump them back up at that time.
Okay. So I think we're not creating anything new. We have in the past brought somebody in at the level 18 and then worked with them if they needed to develop the skills. So what you're actually proposing now, there is additional positions in there, but I just want it to be clear, you're not creating something new here necessarily. Lisa, is that correct?
No, Mr. Mayor, we're not creating anything new, but we are proposing to take, so the accounting generalist position is just one portion of what's being done. The other half of what's being done is asking to increase the wages of the two accounting clerks at the same time, because their positions are rated currently far below what the job is that they're performing in comparison to other similar jobs around the city.
So Assembly Member, that comes back to Assembly Member Powell's question then, which is why would we do that now in the middle of a rate study? And so we have the, like there's, we're really, we've got a lot, there's a lot in this is what I'm saying. You've got the new hire and you've got people that are already present. And so we're kind of reworking the whole department. And we're in the middle of union negotiations, and maybe it's important that we do this during the union negotiations. I don't know if we're changing, but these are not non-union personnel, so that doesn't.
No, Mr. Mayor, I admit to all of these things. This is absolutely not the best time to be doing this, but it was a matter of fairness to the two employees who have been working in finance for a number of years and who are working at a wage that is far below what the other wage in the department was rated at, and who have been stepping up to the plate significantly because we have been short a staff person. And we felt like we had an obligation to ask on their behalf, even though it is absolutely not the best time. We're not trying to institute the rate study here by any stretch of the imagination. I understand this is a very uncomfortable situation.
So I'm going to go to Assemblymember Corson. Mr. Corson, you're on mute.
There you go. Thank you. So we're talking about three positions, not just one simple thing going on.
That is correct.
So I think I'm gonna have to address the finance, the general accounting position first. That's one that we don't have someone that's qualified for, but we do have applicants, correct?
We have applicants that have a considerable amount of promise, yes, to be able to learn and move into the full qualifications of what that job needs.
Okay, so what I was comparing it to was like the position of a police officer, where you have a new hire, and it's a police recruit. Because they're not fully qualified, they get a lower standard of pay. When they reach their qualification, then we bump them up to the next one. And I was talking about, in that case, having a similar comparison. I think I wrote down my notes, like a create an interim accounting position before they become a full accountant. So it gives a person the opportunity to grow and fill that position. And to be fair to others, you know, they're still not getting that pay because they're not at that level yet. As far as the other two, I guess I'm kind of with Dave on that one. I'd like to see what they'll finish up the wage study before we get our cart before the horse on that one. And that's my opinion on it, on the situation. I guess there's not much else I can elaborate on.
Thank you, Assemblymember Corson. Other thoughts from the Assembly? Assemblymember Gilbert.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't the other two employees very well cross-trained in all areas?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's part of the rationale for bumping them up, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and I... I think Vance, the person who did our rate study, I think he referred to that. I don't know if that was in the works or not. Do you anticipate the third new hire to be cross-trained as well as the other two?
Yes.
So
yes,
that we'll have a three-person situation. And this is also recommended by our auditors.
That's
in
correct.
Terms of handling money.
That's correct.
Assembly Member Powell.
So I have a couple of problems here. Okay. One is you got on here about the county clerks, the two accounting clerks. One was hired less than 2 months ago. I don't know how many job applications you had for that position. I mean, it's kind of irrelevant, but you're proposing to up that by 3 steps, 13, 14, 16, 3 steps, that one that was just hired. I have a problem with that, okay? And then I go back to, I mean, we are in the middle of a study. We're in the middle of negotiations. I just don't know if this is the right time. I'd like more information of this. Why we're doing it. I mean, I see why you say you're doing it. I'm very confused at why we're doing this right now.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, please, Lisa.
We're doing this because we're addressing the other situation. And in fairness to Joyce, she has been bringing up the issue of the reduced rate of pay or the reduced pay grade for the other two accounting clerk staff positions to me for months. And I've said we have to address it as part of the wage study, as part of the compensation study. But when the decision was made to downgrade, the request was made to try to address the issue with the other two clerks and make them more whole than they are. And so we decided to bring it forward again. It's a matter of fairness, we felt. And so that's why it's being brought forward. There's no other motive here other than this was an opportunity of fairness because we're bringing another employee on in the department, a new employee on in the department, and we're addressing that wage right now.
Member Powell, do you have a follow-up?
I'm really nervous about this. I think that if you were going to do this, you would have done it before you hired the accounting clerk. You would have addressed it then, and you would have been up to $3 more an hour. You could add a lot more applicants, maybe. We've talked about this many times before in the past about, you know, raising wages to address or to attract more people. At this time right now, I can't do this right now. So we'll go on from there.
Thank you. Assembly Member Corson.
Yes, sir. The two employees that are scale 13, are they doing the scale 18 person's job right now?
Mr. Mayor, if I could speak.
Yes.
One of them is doing part of it. And I am doing the payroll and we're kind of sharing some of the stuff. So yeah, they're doing some of them, whatever we can get done.
Okay. Joyce. I mean, I understand the fairness thing. I'm trying to absorb everything on this. It's very convoluted though. But okay. That would also bring them their pay rate above those of other employees in other parts of the city that have been there just as long too.
But that really doesn't have anything to do with it.
Sorry, and 1 second, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah. I appreciate that. So Assemblymember Corson, while you're collecting your thoughts, I'm gonna move on, let Assemblymember Morrison speak. And then we'll let you come back if you want to, just raise your hand and you can express your thoughts at that point. Assemblymember Morrison. You're on mute, Ann.
Muted you, Ann. I'm sorry.
Julie, mute buttons here.
There.
There you go.
Well, to both the Assemblymember Powell and Corson, you're not objecting to them hiring the vacant position at a lower pay grade. Am I correct in assuming that?
So I'm going to a little bit more decorum here, and I want folks to start speaking through the chair. I don't want this to turn into a free flow conversation. So, and I know Kim is on board with me on this. So, yeah. Instead of organizing what the thoughts are there for right now, what are your thoughts on it?
My thoughts right now are, if we can go ahead and hire the vacant position at the lower salary with the proviso that we work on the training to bring them up with the necessary certifications and training and everything to go back to the original position, then perhaps in the interest of moving ahead with this, that could be done. The other two things could be discussed and at a later time, maybe when we get the Vance study and have a chance to look at it. And I apologize for, I meant to go through you, but it slipped by. So that's what I'm thinking in a way to mitigate what seems to be a roadblock.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ed. One of the things I heard you say, City Manager Bob Bargan, was that these employees have been going above and beyond to cover off duties. Have you reviewed the thought of a one-time bonus? I always get nervous when you reward folks for, going above and beyond with pay grades, because pay grades last forever. That throws you onto a new trajectory, and that new trajectory will, pays out. We'll be paying for that forever and ever. Have you thought about one-time bonuses?
Mr. Mayor, no, that hasn't been considered, and I guess the reason why the decision made was to bring this forward is in the first chart that's or table that's in the agenda statement there that shows our two accounting clerks at a 13 and every other admin position within the city ranging between a 15 to 18. And they routinely, just as part of their regular jobs, have far more responsibility in terms of money handling than anybody else.
Fair enough. I will speak to my concern unless somebody else has anything else they want to say on this. I'll go back to Assemblymember Corson.
Yes, sir. I really like Ann's idea, Councilman Morrison's idea about the bonus thing. And it also reflects off what we said about treading lightly when you talk about changing pay scales. The fact that they're doing that work, shouldn't be just discounted. But changing a complete pay scale and then Councilman Morrison's idea of a bonus, I think that's a reasonable alternative to doing this, and that would be my two cents.
Thank you, Assemblymember Powell.
The other thing I have is, isn't Public Works and the Power and Light admin clerks, aren't they 20 hours a week? They're not full 40-hour week jobs. Is that correct or not?
The Public Works position is a half-time position. The Power and Light position is a full-time position.
Okay. I also have to say that I like Assembly Member Morrison's idea. I would really like to see our wage study come out. And I mean, I don't see anything backfiring on us, but I do believe that those will probably go up in the wage study, but we are in the middle of it. And I'd like to see them before we actually raise anybody's wages.
Thank you, Assemblymember Powell. Anybody else? Assemblymember Gilbert.
I have a procedural question for Kim. If we vote this down, when are we allowed to bring this back to the assembly?
In its same format or a different format through the mayor?
Well, if we amend the motion to include just that one classification, that's one thing. But if we vote it down in its entirety, when can we bring that back?
You can bring it back to, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, Kim, go ahead.
I apologize, Mr. Mayor. That can be brought back at the next meeting.
In the same format or different?
Not in the exact same format, I don't believe. If it's voted down, I would think that it would be being voted down because of its content, and that it would need to be amended and brought back in a different format or wording.
Yeah.
Assemblymember Gilbert, we could give direction to the city manager to bring it back in a certain format if it's voted down. Don't believe that we can alter this to the extent that, say, some of the assembly members are requesting, which is to remove a large chunk of it and to vote on just that part. So, other thoughts? All right, at this point, I'm just going to chime in with that I echo Assemblymember Powell's concerns about looking at in the middle of a wage study, looking at two wages independent of everybody's wages. Everybody will feel that they are probably lower than where they are. And I appreciate the fiduciary responsibility of folks, but we, you know, as Assemblymember Corson mentioned, we have guards that are responsible for people's lives. So how do you weigh up money versus somebody watching somebody to prevent them from, you know, coming hurt? So I think it's important that we follow a process that we set in motion. And I also appreciate that process has been delayed. But if there's, I am for that, if the city manager and the finance director believe that folks are doing double duty right now, doing other people's jobs, and the bonuses are in order, or some type of bonus for those folks, I think that's reasonable. You're saving money because you don't have that other person in place, and if you can redistribute some of that money in a one-time bonus, I think that's a great idea. So with that, is there one last chance for any other comments?
Yeah,